Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this Tuesday, October the 20th, 2020, 14 and a half minutes past the hour. And again, it is 10-20-2020. That is the date today. So remember that one. Coming up on 15 minutes past the hour here on this Tuesday morning. Don't forget today here on WWGH Radio, we have Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m., The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m., and we also have the Adam the Computer Guy show today from 2:10 until 3 p.m. That's the way it will go today. Now, let's see here. What else do we have going on? Well, we certainly want to thank Marsha Warfield for coming on in our number one. Marsha, a great friend of this program, and has opinions. And we like anybody who has opinions and is willing to share those. And I hope that's one thing, as time goes on, that we all get a little better at, is understanding people's opinions and I don't want to even say tolerate, maybe just accepting them a little better. Let's see here, because we don't sometimes we don't seem to do the best with that, and I'm not really sure why. It seems like we know what other people's opinions are. We are willing to hear them, but immediately we go into attack mode. But I don't know. It's, maybe we shouldn't. If anybody has anything to say, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. A matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that we shouldn't. Now, I believe we were supposed to be joined by the mayor today. Now, I'm going to go back here and check this to make sure that I have the date right. Now, it is completely possible that I have the date wrong on this, so I am going to take a look and see if this was the date that the mayor was supposed to be with us. Because we are certainly not hearing from him. But that could be for a lot of reasons. So let me go back here and check the dates and make sure that I had the dates correct. So let's do this. Okay, I think we're going to go back here and see what we've got. Wait, it's next Tuesday. Okay. So the mayor will be with us next Tuesday. Okay. So we've got that all figured out now. So, in any event, we'll move ahead here with the show this morning. Timing is everything, as they say. But we'll have a lot to talk with the mayor about next week. What is anybody... Does anybody make anything of the USA Today paper this morning for the first time ever endorsing a presidential candidate? I think that's kind of interesting in a lot of ways. Let's see here. And I want to read this to you again. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the USA Today editorial board has never endorsed a candidate for president until now. This is not a normal election, and these are not normal times. In its 38 years of existence, the USA Today editorial board has never endorsed a candidate for president. The nonpartisan board hasn't recommended a nominee until now. Today, the USA Today editorial board, which is separate from the news department, endorsed Joe Biden for president. We don't do this eagerly, said editorial page editor Bill Steinberg. We hope we don't have to do it again, but it seems like one of those break glass moments where there's a clear and present danger and there's a clear choice. Now, there's more to this article, but that's where we are at this point. So the USA Today, which I believe has been around since 1980 or 1981, so nearly 40 years for the first time endorsing a presidential candidate, Joe Biden, and says they hope they don't have to do it again. So here we are again. Interesting things going on. Now, don't forget, Candidates Night's going to happen here. Candidates Night 2020 is what we're calling it. I will host it, moderate it, on Thursday night from 7:10 until 9 p.m. on this station. Marian Star editor Ben Lanka will be here asking questions as well. And you will be able to ask questions by calling in starting at 7 p.m. on Thursday night, Thursday, October 22nd. Of course, that's the regular number, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So you just dial those digits when 7 o'clock rolls around on Thursday night. We'll go live on the air at 7:10, and we will ask some of your questions on the air of the candidates for sheriff, clerk of courts, and county commissioner. Now, all candidates have been invited, and I believe there are 8 altogether, and I believe 6 have confirmed. There are 2 who have yet to confirm, but it's still early. It's not Thursday yet, so the other 2 might show up. They certainly have been invited, but I believe 6 of the 8 have confirmed, and that'll be an interesting night. Thursday night on this station, 7:10 until 9 p.m. Does anybody have any thoughts? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here at the station, and we can talk about whatever is on your mind. We can talk about the presidential election. We can talk about local politics. We can talk about coronavirus. We can talk about anything. Oh, well, here's something a little political. Now, normally I would not tell this story, but this is more of a precautionary tale. If you listened to the show yesterday, you know that this past weekend I was in Upper Sandusky. And I was in Upper Sandusky. I don't know what this is exactly called. I guess it was a rally, maybe. I don't know. It's where people stand on a street corner, a fair amount of people, probably 20 to 30, stand on a street corner with banners and signs supporting their candidate. In this particular case, the candidate was Donald Trump. So this is going on in Upper on Saturday. Now, here is why this is a precautionary tale. One of the people who was standing there had a banner. And the banner said, and let me put it this way. Here is what the banner said. Trump, no more BS. BS. Now, it did not say BS, but for the purposes of being on radio, it was BS. So the sign said, Trump, no more BS. Okay, that's fine. And that's the flag. Now, here's the problem. The flag kind of got wadded up because of the wind, and I think the person who was holding the flag did not realize that the flag had got bunched up and they were not fixing it. So as you drove down the street in Upper Sandusky on Saturday, you saw somebody with a big flag that just said, Trump, BS. Because the no more was caught up in the fold of the flag. So, if you're going to be out protesting, because I think the, or campaigning, I don't know what you call it. If you are protesting, if you are campaigning, you're probably for that candidate. So my guess is you probably don't want people driving by reading a sign that says Trump BS. You might want it to say Trump no more BS. So watch out for Mother Nature and her wind, because it can cause problems in an election year. I guess, everything else is strange. Why not this too? Now, I'll tell you something interesting about it. There were, as I say, about 20 to 30 Trump supporters there on the corner. And then on the opposite corner, there was one guy with a sign who said something. The sign had something, it was a cardboard sign, said something about George Floyd. One guy. So, I think we know where. Well, you know what? Here's the thing about it. I am not political. I do not have a political opinion. But let me say, I thought it was pretty brave of that guy, one guy, to stand there and stand there all day with this one cardboard sign facing off on the other corner with 30 or 20 to 30 people who were supporting President Trump. I just think that that's, gutsy, because we're all a little more gutsy when we're in numbers. So, that's what it was. That was the report. Now, let's come here to Marion. Did anybody see the story? Was it in yesterday's Marion Star or today's Marion Star? About all the signs getting vandalized and people taking people's yard signs political here in Marion, and the prosecutors getting involved in this? I mean, what is that? We've been doing yard signs for years and years and years. At some point, you're allowed to express who you want to vote for. Why are people out taking people's signs? Why are people spray painting people's signs? I don't understand that behavior. Now, if somebody could explain that to me, feel free to call in right now and explain it to me. 740-383-9944. I mean, I don't get it. Because you can put a sign in your yard of who you want to vote for. Why do you want to go into somebody else's yard and steal their signs or vandalize their signs? What's the reasoning for this? Does anybody understand that? I don't understand it. And has anybody read the article in the Star about this? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't get it. I mean, I'm sure there has been some of this in past years, but apparently a lot of it this year. And what is driving people to do that, I really don't know. I think that people are on edge this year, and I don't know why. Is it the pandemic? Is it? I mean, we've had presidential elections before. It's not like that's new. So I'm not really sure why this is happening. But it's got to stop, because that's people's right to do whatever they want in their own yard, private property. You can put whatever you want up in your own yard and do what you want to do. So why people would go in and vandalize, why people would do what they're doing, I don't know. Any thoughts on this? Any feelings, good or bad? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you 28 minutes past the hour on this Tuesday morning. Again, Adam the Computer Guy coming up 2 to 3 today. Voice of the People with Linda Sims 4 to 5. And the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker 5 until 6 p.m. But this whole vandalizing signs thing, that has to go. I think the prosecutor is eventually going to be unhappy with this, and somebody's going to get caught, and they're going to get stuff on their record that they don't need for such a silly thing. We're becoming a little too violent, I think, when it comes to politics. Politics is fun to talk, but we don't got to knock people down in the process. Now, by the way, I do want to thank the Marion Star. I almost forgot this. Today, if you buy the Marion Star, you will see a little article for our big candidates night coming up on Thursday. So I thank the Marion Star for printing that today in the newspaper. So we thank them for what they have done printing that article, because I think it's an important article, and we want people to know that it's happening, and the candidates will be here on Thursday night, 7:10 until 9 p.m. And we hope this will give you a glimpse inside of each of the local candidates, because the League of Women Voters had to cancel their event this year because of COVID. And we wanted to give people a chance on radio, because, you know, there are blind people, there are people who don't get the newspaper, there are people who are confined, who will know nothing about the local candidates if somebody doesn't do something like this. So if you know somebody who doesn't get the newspaper, if you know somebody who doesn't regularly listen to this station, but who is interested in voting, tell them to tune to this station on Thursday night, 7:10 until 9 p.m., because they will get the full perspective of these candidates, and they'll get to hear from them. And it's also interesting because I believe it will be the first time on air, on broadcast, that a lot of these candidates will be together on air. Now, I think a few of them have been together at forums, but this will be on air and taking questions in this particular format. So that'll be something kind of fun to do on Thursday, 7:10 until 9 p.m. Let's see, what was on our agenda yesterday? What did we talk? Well, you know, this whole Thanksgiving thing this year is kind of interesting, that people are talking about doing away with Thanksgiving because of the pandemic. I don't know. As far as I know, Halloween is still a go, but I think I read an article yesterday where there are places in Canada that are canceling Halloween, which that's kind of interesting. So I don't know if that'll trickle down here to the United States or not. I guess we'll all find out as time goes on. Does anybody have a thought on that? Do you think Halloween's going to come off? Do you think Thanksgiving's going to come off? Do you think Christmas is going to come off? It's not that far off either. We're getting close to the 60-day mark for Christmas. In about 5 days, I think we'll be at 61 days until Christmas. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we will put you on the air. That's what we're here for today, to talk to you, the listening audience. And we've got this whole hour to do it. So we would love to hear from you without question, because as I've always said, you have better questions, comments, answers than I ever could. So hearing from you is important to me. You know, there was an interesting story that we never really talked about. It was in the Marion Star last week. It was also on Facebook, where Josh Daniels, Democratic member of the Democratic Party on city council, has announced that he is leaving the Democratic Party because of their change in philosophy over the years that he's been a Democrat. And that's kind of interesting, because we're right here on the eve of a presidential election, local elections. I don't know what prompted that. And because of that, I don't know if that... He's not coming becoming a Republican. I didn't glean that from the article. But it seems as if he might be an independent. Now, that's interesting, because right now, I believe city council is 5-4... Democrat. I believe it's 5-4 Democrat. So right now, city council has a Democratic lean to it, because Mike Thomas is a Democrat, Ayers Ratliff is a Democrat, Kai Mead's a Democrat. Is there somebody I'm forgetting? Josh Daniels was a Democrat, so that was 4. And who was the other? Trying to think, who do we say here? We got Mike Thomas, we've got Ayers Ratliff, we've got Kai Mead, and we have got Mike Josh Daniels, was Josh Daniels. Who does anybody know their council people maybe better than I do? Who is the council person I'm forgetting that... Who's the other Democrat? But I know it leans Democrat at this particular point. Well, with Josh Daniels becoming an independent, I guess it's split now. I guess you would have... well, yeah, it's nine people because we've got six wards and we've got three at-large seats. So we've got nine, but I cannot remember for the life of me who the other Democrat in that bunch is. Oh, I know who it is. It's Kathy Swanger, who ran as an independent. I don't know if she still identifies as an independent, but leaned a little more toward the Democratic side was what the thought was. So it was Kathy Swanger, Josh Daniels, Mike Thomas, Ayers Ratliff, and Kai Meade. Well, if Josh Daniels becomes an independent, well, now you've got four Democrats left and one independent, and you've also got four Republicans on city council. So how does that all shake out in the end? How does that change the voting on city council? I don't know. How does an independent vote? You know, I've talked about this before, and I really still don't understand it. Does anybody understand what an independent is? Because if you go to most people in society now, and you ask them what party they are, they will tell you they are independent. Now, this I don't understand because I'm not sure what the Independent Party believes. Because here's the big problem with this. In my humble opinion on this whole thing about independence, Democrats believe a certain way, Republicans believe a certain way, and that's fine for both of them. But the thing of it is that what does an independent believe? Now, I think when most people say they're an independent, I think what they're saying is, I am not going to vote for any particular candidate just because I'm a member of that party. I think that's what they're saying. But I don't know what an independent is. When you wake up in the morning, you have your own opinions. So you probably lean one way or another. Now, a lot of people will be socially democratic and fiscally Republican, and a lot of people will be fiscally democratic and socially Republican, and that's fine. And in those cases, you usually just say, I'm a liberal Republican or I'm a conservative Democrat. But what's an independent? What is an independent? Because if you ask an independent their opinions on the big issues, they have them. I guarantee you, if you go to anybody who says they're an independent, and you say, how do you feel about same-sex marriage? How do you feel about pro-life, pro-choice? How do you feel about gun rights? How do you feel about the First Amendment? How do you feel about tax cuts in this country to the wealthy? Or how do you feel about assistance to the not-so-wealthy? They have opinions on that. So in what vein are they independent? I don't know. I think what they are saying is that they vote for the person. Now, this has been a whole nother thing over the years that is very confusing to me. And I'm not saying you can't vote for the person. Knock yourself out. That's your right. But the problem with voting for the person is that sometimes when you vote for the person, they're not going to do what you want them to do. You know, just because you like them better and you like their personality better, does it necessarily mean that they're going to enact the policies that you want them to enact? No. So that's always my problem with voting for the person. And they always say more people vote for the person than for the policies. And I think that's where a lot of people get in trouble. They don't like the policies, but they voted for the person. Some people are just very likable, very charismatic, and good talkers. But you might not agree with anything that they would vote for or enact as a policy, but you like them as a person. That's strange. This was the whole Joe Jorgensen conversation the other day. I'm starting to hear more people say they're going to vote for Joe Jorgensen, who is the independent, libertarian candidate for president. And I don't think people have a clue who Joe Jorgensen is as a person. I don't think they understand what it means to be a libertarian. I think they just don't like Trump or Biden. So they're voting libertarian. And I don't get that. Because would you really be happy if Joe Jorgensen was elected president? Probably not, because you don't know anything that she stands for. So that's weird. And so I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? I think it's a fascinating topic. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't understand protest votes. I don't understand any of that. How can two people, any two people, and I'm not talking about Biden Trump here, I'm talking about any two people. Let's talk about local people. I don't think any two people can be exactly the same. I don't think you can say these two people are, and basically what we're saying are awful. That's what the rub is. We're saying these two people are awful. Okay. Well, are they exactly the same amount of awful? I don't think that's true. Here's what I think happens. This is my own opinion. This is an editorial. This is what I think is really happening with protest votes, to be honest with you. Here's what I think this is really all about. I think what a protest vote is, let's say you're a Democrat, and you've always voted Democrat. Well, let's say you can't stand Joe Biden. Okay, so you're not going to vote for him, even though you're a Democrat. And because you're a Democrat, you're not going to vote for Donald Trump either. So now you're going to vote for a Joe Jorgensen or an independent or Green Party or somebody else. I think that's really what a protest vote is. Protest vote is not, I think these guys are both awful. I think what it really is I don't like the candidate that my party is putting up. I don't think you give much thought to the other person because you probably would have never voted for them in the first place. So I think it's more about not liking your own party's candidate. Because this whole, boy, they're both awful. You know, lesser of two evils. How many times have we heard that? I'm going to vote for the lesser of two evils. Well, okay. I'm not even sure what that saying means. The lesser of two evils. They're both evil, but I'm going to vote for one. You know, the lesser of two evils is still evil. So it's that is a weird saying. Chime in here, 42 and a half minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Talking about the obscure politics today, the obscure nature of politics as we head into the November 3rd election, which is right around the corner. And these are certainly obscure ideas, to be sure. They're much more obscure than politics used to be. I don't think politics used to be this difficult. Now, everybody's awful. Now, and here's another thing. We don't know these people. I don't go home with Donald Trump at night. I don't go home with Joe Biden at night. How do I know they're awful? I mean, I know what they say. But are they awful people? I don't know. I don't know them that well. I can't say that they're awful people. So, I guess that's the way it is. That's the story as it goes in to the 2020 election. And I guess we will see what happens. And have you also noticed that some people seem to be afraid to even tell you who they're going to vote for? I really don't know. With the media age we're in now, I don't know how people can be undecided with this amount of time left to go. under 20 days. At this point, I think you'd have to be decided. I don't know what would change your mind in the next 20 days. I don't know what kind of lightning bolt you'd be waiting on in the next 20 days. I mean, we have heard so much about these people. I really don't know what would change in the next 20 days. Now, if you are undecided, that's okay. But it'd be interesting to know why you're undecided. What has caused that? And what is going to happen between now and Election Day that's going to change that? Because when you go in there, if you plan on voting, you're going to have to pull the trigger for somebody. So I think in your mind, you've probably already made it up. It may, again, be one of those things where you just don't want to say it. But that's just my editorializing here this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 45 minutes past the hour here on this Tuesday morning. Give me a buzz. I certainly would be glad to hear from you and hear what is going on in your world as we slide in to all of this mess that's going to happen over the next 20 days or so. And who knows how long it's going to go on after. I don't know if it's really going to be all that complicated to figure out who the winner is. I don't know. I keep hearing that, but I don't know if it's true or not. Maybe it will be. Maybe it will. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out together, I guess, is how we'll do this. And I think we should find out together. That's the only way to do it. I just hope that the next day, people don't lose their minds. You know, one person is going to win and one person's going to lose. It's not going to be a tie. So I just hope the next day that the members of the losing person's group don't go bananas. Because we don't need that. That is something that would not be good for our country. That is something that would not be good for people's neighborhoods. That is something that would, it's just not necessary. You know what? We understand you support your candidate. And if you want to protest, that's fine. Peacefully. But once you start breaking windows and getting on people's lawns and knocking down trees and soaping windows and doing all... We're already doing that. We're knocking down signs, vandalizing people's signs. Some buildings have even been vandalized in this whole turn. So that we don't need. So I just hope that everybody calms down when the election is over and just goes forward and everything's hunky-dory and we don't gotta tear anybody's house down in the process. That's what we hope. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have any opinions on anything going on, give us a buzz. 13 minutes left in the program today. Kind of a quiet morning here at WWGH Radio. Certainly would love to hear your opinions. Your opinions are very important. And maybe you can explain a lot of this to me, because really, I don't know the answers to a lot of this. I don't understand protest vote. I don't understand lesser of two evils. I don't understand what an independent is. I don't know how people have not made up their mind as of yet. Now, it could change. Something drastic could happen, and it could change. I certainly would understand that. But beyond that, I really don't know. I really don't know at this particular point in time. If you know, give me a buzz. We'll figure it out together. 740-383-9944. Always good to hear from you, the listening audience. Now, what else is going on in the world? Anything else of high interest? Let's see here. You know, I wonder what will be the popular Halloween costumes this year. I don't know. I mean, is there a big cartoon? Is there a big kid show? That usually is what the popular costume is for Halloween. I don't know what the popular candy will be. I wonder what the most popular candy is at Halloween. I hope it's not that god-awful candy corn. But I will tell you, I have seen the candy corn now. So apparently, There was this candy corn shortage at the beginning of October, but now I'm starting to see a lot more candy corn everywhere, so I think they have found the candy corn, and everything seems to be hunky-dory in the candy corn department again. So I'm sure people are happy about that. I'm not, because I can't stand the candy corn. Now, there is one of our listeners out there, a friend of mine, who apparently only uses the candy corn for decoration. Which is exactly, to me, what it should be used for. Because I could not even imagine for a second enjoying eating that. Although, we did have a listener who called in and told us how to make kind of a trail mix with that snack mix with that candy corn. See, I don't even know if I would try that. Because I have had such a bad experience with candy corn and the way it tastes, I don't even know if I would try that. Does anybody have any recipes for candy corn other than just candy corn itself? You know, it never spoils, to my knowledge. I think it's like fruitcake. I think you could just keep it forever. Candy corn and fruitcake, you can just keep forever. Now, is that right? I don't want to be given false information here, but I see people put candy corn out like jelly beans. You know, they'll put it on their coffee tables. They'll put it in the center of their kitchen table. They'll put it on inkstands in their house. And this candy corn probably could be out there for years. It doesn't seem to get stale. It doesn't seem to expire. Is there an expiration date on candy corn? I don't know. So does anybody have any recipes when it comes to candy corn or expiration dates? I would love to know. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
It's candy corn and peanuts.
Oh, that's right. Candy corn. Now, fresh peanuts, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like Planters peanuts in the jar.
And you just mix them both together.
In a bag of candy corn. And you mix them all together, and when you take some peanuts and the candy corn, it tastes like a payday candy bar.
Now, is the candy corn, I mean, could you eat candy corn alone, though?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't like it. There's something about it.
Kroger's has it.
They do. You're exactly, yeah, I have seen it in recent days.
Yes.
I don't know what happened. It came in.
Walmart still has it.
Well, when people buy it, I'm shocked. I give them a little bit of the crooked eye when they
really?
Buy it. Oh, yeah, because I think, what are you doing with this? It's
mixing it with peanuts so it tastes like payday.
Well, it's kind of like when people buy fruitcakes. Oh. I think, what are you doing with that?
Oh, well, I buy fruitcakes for my husband every year.
Well, the thing...
He and Charlie would have gotten along perfectly.
They certainly would have. But does candy corn expire?
It can get really hard. Then it's not good.
Because I see people put it out, like jelly beans.
Yeah.
So air doesn't affect it.
If they're, you know, the air hits them too long, they get hard. And I don't. My favorite is Brock's. I don't like any of the other brands. So.
Well, you know,
I don't work for the candy company.
Well, I kind of guess it's like Claxton fruitcakes.
Which, you know, you gotta buy for my husband.
Well, I see people who put the candy corn out for decoration, but I think people come in their house and they think, oh, that's candy, and they eat it, and, you know, I don't know if this is safe.
Well, I'm sure if it's not, somebody's going to say something.
Well, what if they're in the restroom?
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, you know, because sometimes you go to the restroom when a guest is over, and they're bored because you're... It's...
Then you go through their drawers and find, oh, my God, what is it that you put in Mary Ellen's drawer?
Oh. You know, I still don't know if...
Candy in a cup?
Well, you know, I'm really not sure if I'm admitting to that anymore.
I'm just wondering if she's found it yet.
You know, I haven't heard from her.
Well, then maybe she has.
You're right. I might be on a permanent ban list at this particular point. Well, it was a cup with a piece of, I think it was Ghirardelli chocolate that was in there. But, you know, what? I couldn't leave it sitting on the stand in the bathroom because if the next person who went to the bathroom would have seen it in there and they would have said, oh, what's this?
You could have just carried it out and said, where's the wastebasket?
Well, but then I think they would have known that the whole front of my clothes were wet.
It's okay, Scott.
Well, yeah, but
would have been okay.
Well, I just don't know that. See, here was the if it was just Mary Ellen, it would not have been a problem. But the problem was, you know, it was a bunch of her family that I really did not know very well.
Uh-huh.
And the first time you meet people like that, in the middle of a birthday celebration, you don't want to be covered from stomach to your knees in water and trying to explain this to people.
Well,
really?
But you're never going to see them again, so what did it matter?
Well, but okay, because, see, this is where I think people get it wrong. It didn't have anything to do with embarrassment. God knows I embarrass myself every morning on the radio. It wasn't embarrassment at all. What it was I did not want to spend the rest of the day explaining what had happened. Because it was a long explanation. Oh, they gave me the candy. I didn't have a chance to put it in my mouth. It melted in my hand. It melted through my fingers. It got on my shirt and my pants. I had to go to the bathroom. Had to wipe it off with a towel. Then I had to do something with the chocolate so I didn't lay it on the sink. And then I had to put it in a cup. You know, I didn't want to explain that 50 times that day.
Well, you have on the radio.
Well, but see, I only had to do it here once. And I'm not even sure if it has gotten back to Mary Ellen yet. That cup could still be in her drawer in her bathroom.
Yeah,
and like,
I know.
And like I said at the time, when she found it, or if she hasn't found it, when she does find it, I think she'll blame it on one of the great-grandkids.
That's not fair to the grandkids.
Well, it's not, but I don't think she'd probably put it on one of them because there was more than one there.
I think you should call her and fess up.
Well, I think by now she probably has heard.
Well, possibly.
I do. But you see, candy corn, you don't have that problem because it doesn't melt in your hand.
No, that's true.
No. So I think we're okay, but I just, and this has been a while ago now. I think this was October 3rd or 4th. This happened, so it's been a little time in between. I don't know. What do you think that Ghirardelli chocolate would look like 20 days later?
I don't have a clue.
I don't know. I'm a little worried about that. Now going in that drawer, you know, maybe a couple days after wouldn't have been so bad, but now getting in that drawer might be a real problem.
I really don't know what to say.
Well, I mean, haven't you ever done anything like that at a party?
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
I don't think I've hidden anything.
Well, I don't know if I would say I hid it.
No, you hid it.
No, I was just...
You hid it in a drawer.
I was just trying to get it out of people's eyesight.
Wastebasket, Scott. Wastebasket.
Well, but it was a glass cup. I didn't want to throw her glass cup in the wastebasket.
Oh, my husband says you should have flushed it down the toilet.
Well, but I couldn't get rid of the cup.
But then he said, oh, jeez, I'm not saying that. Yeah, you're hopeless.
If it was a styrofoam cup, we would have been fine. But it was a glass cup. It was trauma.
Yes.
It was a trauma.
You're hopeless.
I about blew a pair of pants and a shirt. It was a whole day.
It was.
It really was.
As you say, it was a thing.
It certainly was a thing.
It was a thing.
It was. Well, thanks for calling.
Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 58 minutes past the hour. We still have got some time left here. You know, I don't know about Mary Ellen and the chocolate, to be honest with you. I have not heard from her. We have not emailed since that party. I don't know. I really don't know if she ever found it or not. I hope she did. And Mary Ellen, if you're listening, again, you have my sincerest apologies for putting this chocolate in a glass cup and putting it in a drawer in your bathroom. I apologize sincerely, but I didn't know what to do with it. You know, I was in trouble here. I had water all over my clothes trying to wash the chocolate out. I didn't know what to do. It was one of those, you know, if you had more time to think about it, maybe you would have handled it differently. But I was trying to get everything washed up and done before the next person had to use the restroom. So there you go. And it's not like there was chocolate just laying in the drawer. It could have been someplace else. You know, well, it was in a cup. It was in a glass cup. So we have to say that's okay, don't we? I wonder what people did for Sweetest. You know, I think that's a made-up holiday. Sweetest Day this past weekend. What is that? Wonder if anybody did anything interesting for that particular event. I don't know. We'll find out as time goes on. I'm done for the day. But as I say, Adam the Computer Guy, 2 to 3 today. Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5. And the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5 to 6. And Candidates Night coming up Thursday night, 7:10 until 9 p.m. on this station. Don't miss it. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Legendary talk show host, actor, broadcaster, and comedian Charles Grodin.
You know what? You know what? What I'm impressed by. You think I would know this? How you have all this audio?
Oh, you're impressed by this?
Well, what do you do? Just tape it. Tape the shows. Going back 10 years now. Be longer in certain.